Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season's here. That means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Head coach Mike Pettine's father, Mike Pettine Sr., strolling through the halls of Berea. Always a good sight here today. But it's time now for the Friday forecast before we wrap it up with our final thoughts. Let's get into the Friday forecast right now.
Number one.
All right, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Man. Our producer, Eric Williamson, today. By the way, shout out to Dave DiNatale, his family, going through some tough personal times, I guess medical issues, and certainly thoughts and prayers with him, Dino, and his mother at this time. What's up, Eric?
All right. Number one, guys. The Browns will win Sunday if...
The Browns will win Sunday if they're plus four in the turnover battle.
Ooh. The kid, that's a high bar, bro.
Yeah. On the same premise, I will say the Browns will win Sunday if they win the turnover battle by plus two of the Arizona Cardinals.
I would agree with what you said. It's got to be plus two, but you got to win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
And you got to win it substantially. And it's got to probably, the turnovers are going to have to come when they're either in their red zone or backed up in their own 20, not at midfield. If we're going to get real specific. It's got to be point taker or offers or point givers.
But you would hope that you're one first down away and maybe 15 yards away from a Travis Kuhn's field goal, but that's not the case. You love to get points off a turnover.
Yes, you
go
have
Eddie.
To.
Number two.
All right, guys, number two. So which of the three returning defensive players will provide the biggest boost to this team?
I'm going to say Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden has maybe heard people like myself criticize him, and he's a proud veteran. He's been a star throughout his time in the league. I think Joe Hayden is going to step up and play real well.
I'm going to go with Joe Hayden as well, and I just believe, we don't know about John Brown, but this is a very talented wide receiving core, and Carson Palmer spreads it around. And I think if, in fact, Joe Hayden plays Larry Fitzgerald, you talked about it early in the week, Nathan, it's a good matchup for him. The more of the possession receiver, the bigger guy, not the squirty kind of Antonio Brown guy that Joe Hayden seems to struggle with at times.
I think it's got to be Tashawn Gibson. He was your playmaker last year, 6 interceptions. We keep talking about the turnovers. Tashawn Gibson needs to come in here and get an interception.
Number three.
Which player on the Cardinals' offense do you fear the most?
I think Carson Palmer. The level of football he's playing at right now is probably the best of his career, and he's had some good years. I think he's finally feeling healthy, and I think that he's the guy that fears the most.
I was going to go I had gone Carson earlier in the week, but the more the week goes on, simply because we still continue to sit at 32nd in the league in rushing, I think a revitalized Chris Johnson, to me, scares me because he is still a home run threat and will get his yards via chunk runs. And his ability to change the game in one carry scares me. So I'll say Chris Johnson.
If he were healthy, I'd say John Brown because that's their home run hitter. That's the guy who can change the game in an instant. But since he is not healthy, or we don't know exactly what his health is going to be, I'm going to go with Chris Johnson as well because, quite frankly, this team cannot stop the run. And when that is the case, you get into problems. You get into serious situations. You get into the play action where Carson Palmer can eviscerate you. So they've got to stop the run. I fear Chris Johnson. And I really fear him running behind Mikey Upati because they've been so good off tackle. When he's going to kick out and you're going to get the tackle kick out, you get a massive gap if they run off tackle behind the Upati.
Number four.
All right, so the offensive skill position player that has to play big Sunday for the Browns to win is?
Duke Johnson. I think he's our number one weapon, frankly, and I think Duke Johnson needs to get in the end zone a few times for the Browns to win.
I'm going to go with a wide receiver besides Travis Benjamin because I believe, as we know, Patrick Peterson's going to follow around a team's number one. And so Travis Benjamin's production may, in fact, be down a little bit. And we need someone besides Gary Barnage opposite Travis Benjamin to start making plays and making them consistently. Not a play here, a play there, but someone that you can target 6, 7, 8, 9 times, get some of those Travis Benjamin targets and be as productive as Travis has been all year long.
I got one for you. Are you ready for this? You guys think you're ready? You know where this is going? I'm going to build off what you said right there, Mad Wilhelm. Dwayne Bowe.
Whoa.
Dwayne Bowe is going to be active. Dwayne Bowe is going to – they're going to have Patrick Peterson follow. Dwayne Bowe is going to be going against Justin Bethel. He's going to have a size advantage over Justin Bethel. Bethel even himself not quite 100%. Dwayne Bowe in the red zone, catching touchdowns, $9 million, hush down. Dwayne Bowe, step on up, brother, because we haven't seen it from Taylor Gabriel. I don't think we're going to. We haven't seen it from Brian Hartline, even though he did go for over 200 yards once against his Arizona Cardinals team as a member of the Miami Dolphins. Don't think we're going to. Dwayne Bowe, he's the unknown right now. So I'm hoping it's Dwayne Bowe.
Number five.
All right, last but not least, I know you guys already touched on this a little bit, but just to kind of talk about it again, call your shot on Sunday for the Browns-Cardinals game.
Well, I think that we're all on record as saying the Cardinals, so I'm it's 24-14. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Forget this. We already call our shot. This is what the question for everybody. Cavs home opener tonight. What's your pregame situation? What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to the pregame of Barrio.
Barrio.
And being that it's a Friday night, maybe we'll get a cocktail afterwards as well.
You know it. Nightcap.
There's nothing better. The Barrio happy hour with the half-price margaritas.
Oh.
It's like they flow. It's like where the margaritas flow like wine.
Oh, yes.
So I'll be jealous.
They also have Jameson on tap for anyone concerned.
Oh. Oh.
Come on, man. Do what you do. All right. That'll do it for the Friday forecast. I'm looking forward to Barrio, some tacos, maybe some bowls, and, of course,
margaritas.
Jalapeno margarita. And a little Cavaliers basketball, yes. The dawn of a new era. All right, when we come back, final thoughts. Some crazy stuff happening in the world of sports today. ESPN showing, taking a shot. Shots were fired today at ESPN.
Flexing
we'll
its
say
muscles.
That. Flexing its muscles, absolutely. We'll be back with that and much, much more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.